Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
What joy and comfort those sentences still give us. Today, for obvious reasons, it is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. We hear of our Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd. It is pointed to in our Old Testament lesson. We heard of it in our epistle lesson and in our gospel lesson. Jesus himself calls himself the Good Shepherd. We are reminded in this in the psalm for today, the 23rd psalm, the most recognized psalm even in unbelievers. Most likely they have at least heard enough of Psalm 23 to know parts of it. It is fitting and proper to know Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Because we, like sheep, have gone astray. There are so many throughout the world who have rejected the beautiful message that is Jesus Christ. Jesus came down at his appointed time, just as the Father decided to send him. And he comes for the purpose. He comes for the purpose that he speaks about in our gospel lesson. He has come not just to gather the Old Testament, the Old Covenant people, the Hebrews, but to gather all peoples. That is, that his sheepfold is not just of the house of Israel, but is also of the Gentiles. There were times on this earth when every person was a Christian. That is, they confessed hope in the Messiah who was to come. At the time of Adam and Eve. At the time of Noah and his sons. And yet over time, as fathers decided to reject the truth that is the hope in the promised seed of the woman, the seed that would come to save them from their sins, they took the truth, they took those stories that were handed down by their believing fathers, and they twisted them into lies formulated by the devil himself. It is not surprising that there are flood narratives in almost every single culture. It's not surprising that there are creation stories in almost every single culture. Because it happened. It is true. But the devil tries to snatch that truth. He infuses it with lies. Did God really say? And then he twists it until people reject it. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He has come to gather those who were astray back to himself. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, he said. Them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This message of salvation was not just for the Jew, but also for the Gentile. On the way back from a conference, learning about the law of God, of course I got news, like many of you did, that it seems like, perhaps, there is an itch that desires to be scratched that leads to war. That even though Jesus Christ has given us peace, the devil wants us to fight and to kill and to destroy. I do not know what's going to happen over the next days, the next weeks, the next months, but I do know that Jesus Christ has conquered all of it. And as I have said in the past, there will be no peace in the Middle East or really anywhere until they confess their sins and they turn to Jesus. When they look at what he has done for them, they believe. That is really their only hope of peace. There will be fighting. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes. There will be tidal waves. There will be all sorts of death and decay. But if we hold fast to Jesus, it will pass away. Jesus said, I had come, yes, for the Jew first, but also to the Greek. Jesus had to gather the rest to himself. And so he begins that path in his earthly ministry. And his ascension is so important, as we'll be looking forward to in a few weeks. Because in his ascension, he returns to the throne that he left for the purpose of going to the cross. Returning to that throne, he is now everywhere. That is what allows him to be both in our supper here today and in his supper in churches throughout the world, who confess the truth that his body and his blood are given in a real way for us sinners. Jesus had to gather them as well, and I thank God that he did. I, like many of you, are not found in the blood of Abraham, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, found in the covenant. Many of us are Gentiles. And it is important that we remember that Jesus has come for us too. He is the good shepherd, not just for the fold of Israel, but for the fold of the whole world. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow. I have come to take them from the multiple places that they have been dispersed to. The devil has attempted to cast you out of the house of believers. The devil has attempted to separate you from your brothers and sisters in Christ. There was a time not too long ago that he told you it would actually kill you to see your brothers and sisters in Christ. That is not a fear sent from the Lord. That is not a holy fear. That is a despicable lie of the devil. Jesus has come as the good shepherd to lay down his life for his sheep. He protects us from the ravenous wolves, the devil and his minions, and the men who follow them. He has come to lay down his life so that we might have life. He bestows on us his grace as he has taken our sins upon himself. The Lord is my shepherd. And as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. There is nothing that I am in need of. He has given me all things. He has given me his own body, his own blood, his own righteousness. And he takes the sin and the shame and the disgustingness and the perversity of his people and says, receive my righteousness. Follow my voice. There are two ways in this life. There is the way of death and the way of life. Jesus leads to life eternally. But the devil has cast so many doubts in so many people, and his way leads to eternal death. There is one holy Catholic or Christian and apostolic church. There is one shepherd. And the devil has caused so many divisions that is hard to see. As we were driving back from Illinois yesterday, just noticing how many churches there were in a row, how many churches that have confessed different doctrines than the true doctrines. Are there Christians present? I believe so. But as men listen to the devil rather than the clear teachings of Jesus Christ and his word, that path widens farther and farther. They may put the name of Christ on their building, But if they are not teaching that this Jesus is the Christ, that he is the eternal Son, that he has come and was born of a virgin, that he lived a perfect life, that he took the sins of the world upon his cross to take the wrath of his Father from us. If it does not confess that what God's word teaches is truth, even if the culture rejects it, if they do not confess that this Jesus who died on that cross rose again the third day, that 40 days later he ascended back to his throne, and that he is going to return and he still governs his church, then it is not a path to the truth. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says. We lack nothing. The devil wants you to be afraid. The devil wants you to have all of these concerns. Jesus says, follow me. Your life will not be easy. You will have to work hard in this life, not to save yourself, but because I am calling you to me. The devil despises me, the world despises me, and if you follow me, they will despise you too. But I will lie you down in green pastures. I will lead you beside the still waters. I will restore your soul. I will lead you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. I have placed my name upon you. He has given his name. He has etched it into every person who has received that holy baptism as Carter has. Your name is Christian. You have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. His holy name is upon you. And he leads you in the paths of his righteousness for his name's sake. We will not fear the valley of the shadow of death. Rather, we will look at it as the last great enemy that is trampled under the feet of Jesus Christ. We will not fear evil, for what can man do unto us? Because God is with us. His rod and his staff, they are meant to chasten us and to provide us comfort. For he loves us. Because he loves us, he wants to keep us on his path. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He prepares this beautiful supper for those who confess him, united in faith as we kneel together. We receive that for the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith to life everlasting. Even in the presence of our enemies, in the presence of a world that looks at what you will do today and mock you, there's no way a piece of bread and some wine can somehow forgive your sins. They're not wrong in the point that if it were just mere bread and mere wine, it would forgive our sins. But because it is what Christ says it is, because he has decided to be with us this very day, because Christ is King, Christ is Lord, it gives what he says it gives. He anoints our head with oil, just as oil ran down Carter's head this very day in the shape of that cross. He anoints us. Our cup is so filled with his righteousness, with his forgiveness, with his joy. I shall not fear the chalice. I shall not fear the cup that our Lord gives us to bestow on us the forgiveness of sins. I will never fear that cup. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. No, this life isn't going to be easy. No, if you believe in Jesus, you won't get all the money in the whole world. But if you confess Christ, actually confess him, holding fast to the gift that he has given by his Holy Spirit, all the way to death, for eternity, that goodness and that mercy shall follow us. By his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed. The good shepherd, the one who leads us, the one who gathers us, the one who protects us from the wolves by being caught in their fangs, this Jesus who died is alive. This Jesus who went to the cross is alive. And he is reigning, and he will return, so that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The church sings. And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.